Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
If you missed our earlier program, you got to catch it because it's a whole list of, and Bill O'Reilly from Fox News lists this whole list, and it's just like some uncontaminated, no political view of it. This is just kind of how we are.
Yeah.
And America's not in a good place. But what is a Christian perspective of that? Okay, yeah, we got that, but what do we do? And so we began in the earlier part of the another program talking about Matthew 24, when Jesus is actually talking to his disciples to ask the question, what's it going to be like when you come? What are some of the signs of your coming? And we're going to be talking about that today. But also, Billy Graham, you know, the Billy Graham Library celebrated in the month of July the military.
Wow.
And we really have to ask ourselves the question, why are we calling? And, you know, there's something about sports that does something to us and we really like it. They're good at a sport, but they're not our hero. Mm-hmm. Our hero is the man that threw his body on a mine, on a grenade, in Afghanistan to save his buddies. And he lived. And he doesn't even regret what he did. A hero are these soldiers who go out on the front lines to represent and defend our country. And we come back. You think about this. So they come back after risking their life for a minute paycheck, mind you, for a struggle just trying to get health care in regards to VA, what we promised them, to sit next to a fellow citizen whose rights they defended while they talk about, you know, LeBron James as being their hero. Mm-hmm. And it's not like that the military loves sports.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody loves it. You love it. But they're not a hero because they can get a ball on a hoop or a ball over in some. It's just all about balls, right? It's all about balls in something, on something, around something. Ever since we were kicking cans as a kid. Mm-hmm. But think about it. That those are true heroes. They really are. I mean, some of these people, you just think like, you should be awed in their presence, and you're talking about Dwayne Wade.
Right.
You're talking about Drew Brees.
Drew Brees. I know.
And Drew Brees would be the first to tell you he's not a hero. I'm sure he would say is the ones that lay down their life. Another is, you know, the law enforcement. I mean, every single night, think about this. Every single night, you're able to go to bed at night and rest, unless you're in Detroit, because it's in financial crisis.
Or Chicago.
Or Chicago. Oh, yeah, Chicago. That's right. And come into a city near you. If we don't change, understand that they go out and they actually respond to potential burglaries, crimes. When you call, they come out, and they are the filter system in regards to hostility coming your way. And the fact that they're there, that overwhelming reality that police officers and law enforcement, all the way up to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, CIA, you know, all the way down to your local police officer. Just the fact that they know that that's there, it keeps many, many, many bad guys in check. And understand, if that wasn't there, you could see how difficult with Iraq kicking back in again. There was just no local law enforcement to be able to handle that. The military had to train up law enforcement to teach them how to police their own communities.
Wow.
And it looks like the first thing that happened. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that. But those are heroes. They're really heroes. They really are. I mean, I think about Don Cook, sheriff's deputy. He and I worked together. Just great, great. I used to be a law enforcement. And he was just always happy. He always had a toothpick in his mouth. He thought he could do karate. You know, he'd kick his leg with a southern accent. And but he was always there to back you up. I mean, you're alone on the streets. It's not like the movies. You're by yourself pretty much in a cruiser as a deputy sheriff. Patrolling, and all you have is your backup that may come or may not come. And Dom was always there. And so every night he'd come home to his family, his children. But one night he didn't come home. One night he and Robbie Wade, which is still an officer at that department, great guy, and others where there was a suspect that was running from a different particular county that was coming through their county, and they radioed ahead and they said, You know, can you help us out? Can you stop them? Can you put some blockage up on a particular interstate road that was going on? And so I believe it was Robbie Way and Don Cook and maybe a couple other officers went to the particular Interstate 10 area. It was a typical day. Probably finished having a meal with his family, joking around in the muster room, backing people up and all that. But it was going to be his last moments on Earth. And they went up there. They put their cruisers, police cars, on the roadway to block it. This is like maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And they went to get out of the way because it was a long time in coming, and Don didn't get far enough out of the way. So when they came, the suspects were driving a high rate of speed. They dodged the cruisers. They went into like the median off the shoulder of the road and went down, and they ran over Don and killed Don. Mm-hmm. You can go to that particular, for those that are listening, our audience around the nation, you can actually go next time you go to Pensacola Beach or you go to the Gulf Shore in Escambia County, Pensacola Beach, go to Escambia County Sheriff's Department and walk into the front door right there. And etched in the glass is a hero. His name is Don Cook, whose family had to learn to live without him. That's true. Compare that to Shaq. I really like Shaq. I think he's hilarious. I think he's funny. But he's not a hero. Mm-hmm. He's not a hero. What have we done? A hero is a teacher that spends more time with your kid than you do trying to teach him how to read, and you don't even pick up a book yourself to teach him how to read. That's a hero. I mean, think about that. Yeah. A hero is somebody willing to stand up and lead in a place like today when people are so, disgruntled about everything and trying to bring good. Those are heroes. They really are. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, we just can't. We're paying millions of dollars to somebody who can take a wooden stick and hit a ball in this grassy field while we're not even paying law enforcement enough to be able to make it, where they have to work side jobs to be able to make it.
Yeah. Mm.
For some reason, we're paying all this money to somebody who exercises and runs up and down, and catches a ball, who eventually many are disgruntled and regret the fact that they did that because of all the injury and the head trauma and all these things going on. And we're paying all this money to them while we're not paying our teachers anything. Listen, if you pay more, you can expect more, but if you only pay a little, you're going to get what you pay for.
That's right.
I used to always say that in the sheriff's department when I was a deputy, was like, if you want better, you got to pay better. I mean, there's people lined up all day long who want to be the police. If you want somebody who's qualified to be a police,
that's right.
Right?
That's right.
You get what you pay for.
That's right.
And what happens is that when I remember when, the first thing that happened when I became a deputy was they were cutting back money. Mm-hmm. The first thing I got was a pink slip. I got hired. The first thing I got was, here's your departure card because the budget's going to be cut. And somehow they worked to the budget. And
that's motivating.
It was really motivating.
Yeah, I bet.
It's divine. It was probably divine. I should have took it. And
it's a sign.
It's a sign, right? Did I just get hired?
What means now this?
Yeah. But everybody that was highly qualified, and an officer, everybody's a hero that's out there every day. I don't care. I mean, that's amazing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But departments that would pay more would come and recruit the good officers from that, the best of the best, the cream of the crop, and they would just say, hey, I know you're getting paid squat, and I know you have to work side jobs, and you don't know if you're going to be able to keep your kid in school or not, mm-hmm. but if you come work for us at Pinellas, if you work for us at Dallas, if you work for us in, you name it, then we're going to pay you, and it was like 3 or 4 times the salary.
Wow.
With benefits. Obviously they have to make a decision sometimes like that, but this is the hero. That's a hero that they're going to go do, be in law enforcement there. But the one that said, I could get paid more, but this is where I belong. Mm-hmm. I've got to choose to do my job for a different reason other than money. That cannot be my motivating factor.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this thing because I care about the community. I care about the lady up the street that she doesn't get robbed. My heart's broken that so such a person feels violated now because somebody climbed in their window this week and went through all their stuff. And I'm going to patrol their house and make sure they feel safe. I'm going to do my job because I care, and I'm going to believe that God's going to take care of me. Mm. Those are heroes. Mm-hmm. Even though they have to start a business on the side to be able to survive. I mean, that's amazing folks to me. But for some reason, we're paying millions of dollars to a baseball player. I mean, think about it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One's on a grassy field, one's on an icy field, you know, but it's just kicking a ball around. It's hitting a puck around. I mean, it's a sticking a ball or a ball. In, I mean, mm-hmm. And that's cool. I mean, I love, I really, I mean, it's sports are so overtaken. I got to look away. I can't stay focused on what God's doing because mm-hmm. it is just does something to you. But truly the hero is the one every night so you can lay your head at night that their cruiser, their police car, you know, they get up, they put their uniform on, and they don't know if it's going to end like Don Cook or not that night. Every night they're at risk. They don't know if that's the night your house is going to be burglarized, a crime's going to happen to you, something's going to happen to your business, but they're ready. They're patrolling, and they're just waiting for a call to come over the radio and say, be en route. We have a signal, whatever it is, at such and such address. And you know what? They take their steering wheel, and they turn it around, and they go right to the problem so you can sleep. True heroes are in our everyday life. And I'm not excluding our firefighters. Thank you to all of our public servants. And we appreciate you, the heroes in America. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.